Funny Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. I ain't never back down to brand from no.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Some said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm my tools, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga here, yeah, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never back down to brand from no.
Nobody, nobody want you.
I ain't never back down to brand from no.
Luciano, FBB Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kick it to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters. Fine, keep it player with EB. What gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flows are up, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they dub up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a head ahead behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing now, I let him get your draws.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit.
No.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Nate Production.
Yeah, y'all. We in the building. Man, there is a reason. Y'all know, man, whenever I make these, I make these titles for these shows, it's always a secret reason why some of the titles are wherever they are. Today's show episode of Life After Dusk Live is called It's Getting Hot. If I'm saying it so proper on purpose, it's getting hot in here. Or as I actually wrote it, it's getting hot in. And yeah, that's just a testament to how hot it is outside. And then plus, these mofos had the nerve not have my AC working. We don't do that. Make sure that AC is on point because we ain't got time for that. But anyway, so I'm outside of what's been going on with me. Let's go to Nate. Nate, what's been going on with you, man?
Been working. Went to Atlanta over the weekend for the 4th of July weekend. You know, I did a video shoot, did a photo shoot, you know, hung out with a few celebs. So, you know, it was
time. Mhm. That's what's up. On your best behavior, I take it, right? Mhm.
Something like that.
Yes.
I don't kiss people.
Mm-hmm. Nah. I don't need you. I ain't want you to tell no details. Just tell me, make sure that you're saying yes, Sadie. I was on my best behavior. So I want.
I don't kiss and tell.
Mm. So, yes, even if it's not the truth, that's a lie. So, yeah, I'm an investigator. So, we can keep me out, but nonetheless, as far as me, of course, you know, we're still dealing with moving in to new spot, dealing with that. She's been dealing with everything that's going on, placement. She got a lot of, man, State Fair of Texas is now canceled. Say for example, man, I'm telling y'all, I was like, my heart, like, it just piece by piece, it's taking stuff from me piece by piece. And when they made that announcement that the State Fair of Texas was canceled, I was like, man,
they coming
for everything.
Texas is yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's like, they still got the restaurants open. They still got the BYOB spots open right here. So, shoot, you like, why they close the stuff they did close? Why y'all close it? It's mad stuff. It's pretty much majority of the stuff that's still open. They went after bars and clubs. So, if your business, makes 51% of his profit from alcohol, 51% or more of his profit from alcohol, then, or sales, whatever the terminology, they deemed you to be closed for the moment. And so it doesn't make any sense to me because now, like I would just break it down to one, so now you got, because you did that, now you're going to make it worse because the numbers ain't going down. So y'all got to explain that to me. And you're making it worse because now it's fewer places for people to go. So now we got fewer places for people to go. More people are congregated into fewer places. So by thinking you actually stopped some stuff, you actually made it worse. And I'm so tired of these politicians. They're being so reactionary. Like, take care of the business when it first got to you. I'm just over that. Like, like, it's just moving backwards. If you wanted to mandate masks, how come you mandate masks when you first start opening things up? You won't wait till it gets worse. You want to open it up, then wait till it gets bad as hell, then say, you know what? Mandate masks. That's stupid. This isn't when you're a little kid and you scratch your knee on the concrete, and then all of a sudden you tell your mom, you say, Mama got boo boo, and she just put a Band-Aid on it. This a Band-Aid is not gonna fix this. Y'all gotta do right, man. Like, it's crazy to sit here and look at people who are supposed to be on, you know, who are supposed to be leadership that's not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And being reactionary. And I wouldn't say reactionary. I just think, because if you go all the way to the top, our president isn't even being reactionary. He's just sitting still and going, you know what? He'll take care of himself. All right. He's taking care of himself, all right. Not the way we prefer. So, yeah, it's just bad. It's a bad look. And, you know, I said this. Like, I don't think it's it's fake, but I'll tell you what I do think, and I stand by this. Somebody, they can say, oh, somebody traveled here and all those magical things they want to. Somebody planted this shit, and I don't want no one telling me it's conspiracy theory. How else does it make any sense? Somebody planted this, and they just watching this all this go to chaos. They planted the whole entire COVID-19, and that's what's fucking shit up. Yes, very well could have came from China, but somebody just magically end up over here. Especially the way it's spreading and the way it's going, it's being planted. So y'all can get out of my face with trying to tell me someone came over on a plane. It was no. You planned the virus. I don't care what you got to tell me. So, and like I said, yes, it originated wherever it did, but someone thought it was a good idea to plant that over here and continue it going and just watch things go to chaos. That's just ridiculous. And then if you ain't watching out for that, it's 10 times harder being black. Because then you got to deal with, you know, we getting affected by it more because, hey, by design, that's exactly what they would want. That's exactly what a lot of people want to do. They want to take out black people. Okay, let's see. You know, they march in the streets. They doing this and that. And they standing up against police brutality. Okay. You know, so they're trying to stop it, trying to bring it to the forefront and stop it there. What can we do that can be a silent way of taking care of it? Oh, let's put this virus out there. And really, not only, like, yeah, the virus is affecting people who are not of color, but I will say this. The virus is definitely affecting us more because we're in areas where, you know, especially healthcare, we're disproportionate when it comes to having healthcare. And so you don't have the best healthcare. Hell, man, you can get treated any old way in the hospital. And they can't wait to hurry up and rush you in that ventilator. Because that vent, man, a lot of people don't tell, man, if I say this, I'm going to give people some advice. If you can help your loved one or friend, whatever, stay out that ventilator, do what you can. You make sure you tell people that is a very last resort. Because every time you hear about somebody getting the ventilator, it's a bad look. And the thing is, the ventilator, like, it's maybe just the fact of, okay, the machine it just causes anxiety. It's already one thing putting on the mask, but putting on this machine on your face, make you feel, you know, it's like you're declaring the person dead already. So, yeah, we gotta do what we can. And it's fortunate. I do hate wearing this mask. I only time like wearing the mask is for Halloween and I'm a superhero. Or when I go, you know, when I'm a superhero, I'm in secret. Yeah, you hear that from me? Secret identity. Other than that, you know, I hate wearing these masks, but right now, shit, I'm wearing this shit. I don't trust the way some people move. So they just don't move right. A lot of us, we've been doing our hygiene and shit, but because, unfortunately, some people don't know how to do right, now I gotta be 10 times more careful than ever. It's scary. So yeah, so that's pretty much going for that. Starting out the show. Shoot, we got more to come. We got Crickets of the Week. We got Seduction 101. For my Crickets of the Week, I give y'all a tease this week for Crickets of the Week. I was thinking long and hard. I said, man, Seti, who you want to get Crickets of the Week? And I'm going to tell you this. It has something to do with Kanye West. I'm going to leave it at that. Nate, without giving people too much, what you got for Seduction 101 this week?
Just stay tuned.
Yeah, so we'll be back right here on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, say Jake and girl, Nate Seduction.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Swell.
Mama, I say, well, if you owe me money, I'm like, pay up. Never know just what I'm gonna sell. Serving on this trip, I'm like a waiter. Not too many like me. Original, don't fight me. Say what I'm on and never from. Make a hater wall, come fight me. Not too many like me. Number one, no copy. Do what I'm on, the fire that you can't put out inside me. Everything you see me walk by. Don't got your shit together, I'm like bye bye. It's a confidence to me that you can buy. So I just keep on going, yeah, that's no love. Not too many like me. Original, don't fight me. Say what I want and never from. Make a hater wall, don't fight me. Not too many like me. Number one, no copy. Do what I want, a fire that you can't put out inside me.
Welcome back to Seduction. Welcome back to Life at the Dusk Live with your boy Seti J and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna go ahead and get into Crickets of the Week. Man, got some stuff to unpack. Man, got some stuff to unpack. All right, so starting off on Crickets of the Week, I brought up that. Today I'm highlighting Kanye West. Why am I highlighting Kanye West? Well, I don't know if for some of y'all that's been out there paying attention to what's been going on in the streets. Kanye West actually announced this week that he wants to run for president. So, I'm just sitting back and my brain is just sitting back going, how can we, you know, it just don't make any sense. Like I remember, okay, so I'm just watching, what was this? I remember the story. I was watching Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports 1, and he was talking about, you know, he actually, like a year, no, not a year ago, but back when Trump actually was running, and I think when he won, he said, "See, this is gonna open a door for other celebrities like Kanye West." He named Kanye West by name to say, "You know what? I'm gonna run for president." And the thing is, it's not saying that not any person in the world should want to aspire to be, you know, being leadership, but when it comes to being the president, is about, man, you're pretty much, you got to be everything. You got to be the commander in chief. Hell, I'm going to say you got to be our top PR agent, because when it comes to, you know, being the face of what's going on, we need you at least to not sound ignorant. And you're not saying you'll get everything right, but when you're just not even really trying, just melding in, a lot of decisions you make affect millions upon millions of people. So to just sit around and think, oh, you know what? You know, I'll just do this today. Oh, I'll take care of it later. It doesn't really matter. It's just completely ignorant. So I'm gonna use being Nate an example of this. I'm a correlation, and I'm going to bet to Kanye West. So, based on what me, if I was president, especially me and President Trump, if we came out of our lips and said, and somebody handed us a briefing, and then somebody addressed about what was in the briefing, and our defense to why we quote unquote being negligent about what was in the briefing was, oh, I don't read. That's a bad look. You know, supposedly, you know, we were, because me and they are, we do a lot of other stuff too, but, we deal in the entertainment field. And being in the entertainment field, we still read. They read, I read. So I sit back and just ask myself, If you're in charge, you must be reading all these briefings. Which a point of a briefing is to help you not have to necessarily, it's to help be a cliff notes to knowing what is going on with certain topics at hand, so that when we bring something up to you, we're not sitting here looking, we're not looking crazy. And that's exactly what our president is doing now. Like, he sat there, he just continued to prove his ignorance, and it just continued to show itself. And so I go back to the Kanye West thing, why it's, definitely getting crickets of the week for me. So you're running, right? You're running, and... we already, first of all, it was already bothersome that, weren't you just buddy with your boy Trump? You had the MAGA hat on, all that, just no one understands, just belly aching left and right. But it's funny. All of a sudden, you got a problem with him. You're done with him, quote unquote done with him, and now you're running around for president. Understanding that Kanye West is known for having such an ego and just doing whatever, but if we haven't learned anything from the Donald Trump experiment, it's time to stop doing that. I sat here and watched people who were downplaying the hell out of Donald Trump, sat here and had the nerve to say, oh, you know what? And not just downplaying Donald Trump, but downplaying Kanye because he was supporting him. Or oh, man, you know what? Shit, I might actually vote for Kanye. You have to continue to try too hard to be contrarian. That's corny. So, although, yes, the crickets of the week is going to Kanye West, it is shared with the people who all of a sudden are faking the funk and all of a sudden are voting or supporting voting for Kanye West. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say for my crickets of the week. Nate, what you got for us? Seduction on one, hit us.
So, for Seduction 101... I'm going to just talk about friendships, First of all, with friendships. My whole thing is, it's like you have, every friend you have is different. So it's like certain friends you can tell certain things to, friends you can't tell certain things to. Certain friends, y'all have this type of relationship where y'all go certain places together and do certain things together. You don't have to be all in your friends, like asking them certain type of questions and all this. Like, you have to, everybody is not meant to be your friend. And some people are a friend for a short period of time. And some friends are friends for a lifetime. And what I mean by that is, when it comes to certain friends for a certain period of time, you have to watch, like, what they say, like, their reaction, like, certain reactions to certain things. And that tells you a lot, like, if that person is really your friend, and, like, you got to pay attention to the size, like, their facial expressions, the tone in their voice. You know, it's certain things that you have to pay attention to ensure that this is a person that needs to be around for a lifetime, basically, because not every friend is meant to be your friend for a lifetime. Sometimes
so
it's just like
y'all
don't click and things like that.
So I got a question for you. So I'm going based off what you said thus far, you know, because I know, like, sometimes, like, really, like, testing your friendship, sometimes, like, even, like, the people, like, would you agree with this statement? I'm just kind of engaging because, hell, it's funny, this is your topic today. Is it okay, like, does it not make, are you still good friends if you have fallen out and have to step back from each other for a while? Does that necessarily make you a bad friend, or does it make you, a person that needs to, you know, sometimes in order to come together, you got to step apart? Would you agree with that statement?
I don't think nothing's wrong with falling back, because sometimes you need to reevaluate the situation. Sometimes it's needed for you to take a step back so you can observe and, you know, you think about certain things. So, no, I don't think that it's a bad thing to step back from a friendship, a relationship, or whatever the case may be. It's no problem taking a step back.
Now, okay, another question for you. Do you sometimes feel like, or I want to say, because I don't want nobody to think we single, I don't want people getting into the single and out game or whatnot. Because you got a deep topic here, and I'm kind of unpacking and get information coming from it. Like, as far as, like, would you say, like, okay, so let's say first, like, you know, you're growing, you're doing a lot of stuff, and the thing is, sometimes your friends aren't on that level, you know. It kind of goes back to the whole falling back, you know. Again, you know, I will say this: does that make you a bad friend? If, you know, hell, right now I gotta, you know, we're not the same, because it's not like you just like saying F you, I'm gonna leave you. But I mean, it's not like it's justified if you're not going the same path I'm going. You know, I got to fall back from me because I got to be elevated. Does that make you a bad friend?
Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for yourself. Like, if you're trying to go in a certain direction and this person is not close, like, is not on that level or not even close to that level, then sometimes it's best to distance yourself and separate, you know, between the two.
Right. I mean, I feel like, so, Man, now you got you didn't got me on the couch. So
I'm good.
Right, so, so going on this, going even further, like with friends. So because I feel like sometimes too, like this, when you do like in order to elevate, you end up. No, so I'm gonna go in a different direction with friends. Like, why do people feel like if you, well, why has it been turned into a negative thing for the opposite sex to start off as friends before they grow into relationships and whatnot? What made that a thing? Because I personally feel that in order to be in a good relationship, shoot, we gotta be good friends.
Honestly, elevation, it requires separation, and I'm just being honest. Like, when you're moving to a certain level, you're trying to elevate, you're trying to progress, then sometimes you're going to go opposite directions, and that don't mean either person is a bad person because they feel like, hey, this relationship is just not working for me, or it's not benefiting me. And I wouldn't necessarily say benefiting because, like I said, there's certain friends with certain situations. And even
I'm really this to your point of view is because I'm like trying to get a woman's point of view on this listen and stuff. So I'm like, man, I got so many questions for you. I'm like, damn it, man, yeah. why are you talking about it? I got so many questions.
Somebody rubbing you a certain way, it's okay for you to take a step back. Like, damn, like, does this person need to be my friend? Is this person hating on me? I feel like there's some shade in there somewhere. I just need to remove myself from the situation before, an old you, like, when you have matured a lot and when you've grown a lot, you don't want anybody to take you out of your character. So if I feel like they're going to take me out of my character, then I have to remove myself.
Right. So separate discussion on friendship, I had a question for you on is, like, why is it that people have made it a negative thing to where, because it's like some people, like, like this thing called the friend zone. Every time you say the friend, every time people, if you're if you're a person that you're attracted to, you're attracted to them, but in order to go to that next level of them before you get into a relationship, you want to make sure they're a good friend to you first. Why has that been turned into a negative thing? Like, do you personally feel that, yes, the smartest move is to be my friend first before you just jump and say, oh, okay, you like me, okay, relationship tomorrow, like, Do you agree with that? Because a lot of people, I think personally, you do need to be friends first because you need to because friends, it tends to be more of an understanding first, and sometimes it kind of gets clouded if you just rush straight in and skip the friendship phase. So I wanted your thoughts on that.
It's not okay to just jump into something, right? That's with a friendship. That's with the relationship, whatever the case may be. I feel like you just can't. Okay, if you and a female click, like, I'm a female, and if I get another female, I click with her, I can't say automatically we're going to be friends because this person might do some things that leave a bad taste in my mouth.
Right.
So we may have been in the moment, but that don't mean that we need to be friends because we was cool in the moment. You feel me?
Right. I feel like the word gets thrown around. I feel like that word, like the word friends, just kind of gets abused.
Yeah, definitely. Because a real true friend is someone that's going to ride with you right or wrong. Your friend is not going to be judgmental. Your friend is going to be able to give you advice. Your friend is not going to hate because you're getting certain modeling gigs or you're going certain places in your life. Those type of people that you want to be friends with, somebody that's going to clap when you win, like, it's going to be happy, like, they're genuinely happy for you. They're not envious, or they don't feel some type of way towards you on the low, or they're not always asking, like, how much he paying you for a video. They're not all in your pockets or asking certain questions. It's like, you know, they're your friends, but they also know how to mind their business.
And like this, like, some of you and us, for example, one thing I like about our friendship is we don't agree with each other all the time, but a lot of people don't realize it because we respectfully don't agree with each other. Like, and that actually is what makes us, like, instead of making it seem like to each other that if we don't agree with each other 100% of the time, you know, we can't get along. It actually is what makes our friendship stronger because we don't agree with everything. And but we agree on don't get it twisted. We agree on a lot of stuff. But the fact that we have different point of views on stuff is what makes us stronger. And I've never felt like, you know, except for two times on the show with me, it was like one was really on one time, me and you, kind of went at it on the show. But other than that, you know, we disagree with each other pretty respectfully. Like, I've never felt like, man, Nate is like on, like, Nate is pushing. I've never felt you pushing apart because we don't agree on everything. And for me, like, that's what a true friend's supposed to be. Like, you're supposed to elevate each other. Like, if we're not elevating, we don't have to be doing exactly every fucking thing the same way. We elevate each other doing what we love doing. And then they are still compliments each other. Uh-huh. And we're not trying to control the other person. Hey, everything you do got to be this way or I can't be cool with you. You know what the fuck? So.
Right.
So that's how I personally feel. Like, I don't think the thing is, it's crazy because I don't see Nate all the time, but you know, I talk to her a decent amount, and that's part of why one of my reasons why I like doing this show every week is because it's an hour, you know, an hour or less of me and Nate pretty much being able to just talk about different stuff, and we're not just, and you know, we're unpacking it for the, I mean, that's a strong dichotomy to be able to talk about different stuff and talk about some strong topics and talk about it where the public can hear it. That says a whole lot. Yeah, so that's just how I feel. Like, as far as, like you said, with friendships and whatnot, I think that, you know, it's pretty much our dichotomy works very well because we respect each other's boundaries. I'm not hitting you up in the middle of the night going, damn, Nate, what you got on? Yeah, girl, you know. or just hitting you up just to be reckless. Not to say that if I really need you and I really need to talk to you, I'm not going to hit you up. But we don't. We're smart. We don't. We just do right by. It's the right amount of balance. No one's necessarily relying on the other. We support each other in what we do, but we don't make each other rely on each other.
All right.
Like, it's not like, hey, man, I just want Nate because I'm going to use it for this. Like, hell, y'all see me, man, every time Nate elevating, I brag, man. Nate don't even be realizing, I'll be out and about, and I brag about you to random people. about just, and it don't even be show related. It be about just stuff you're doing, and because that's what you supposed to do. You supposed to be your now. You supposed to be your real friend. End of day, I feel like that's a real true test of a friendship. And you able to just run. If you able to run around, and I honestly feel this. If Nate was here, she'd be supporting me at all my events I was doing. That's how I personally feel. Because if I don't support your events, how can I expect somebody else to? Yeah. So and one thing I can't stand, man. I hate people getting blinded by dick or pussy, man.
Yeah, they be so quick to, like, want a friend. Like, you can be a friend within yourself. Like, I have friends, but if I didn't have friends, I would still be okay. I would still be okay because I love myself.
Mm-hmm.
I love myself, so it wouldn't matter. I would be comfortable moving by myself, moving on my own, because at the end of the day, I wouldn't have to, like, look over my shoulder or worry about if a bitch trying to fuck with my nigga on the low. Like, bitches will really call you sis, but be trying to fuck on the nigga that want you so motherfucking bad. But since this nigga got money or something, it looks good on the outside. It looks glamorous on the outside because he got money, he got this, he doing all this, he doing these events or whatever like that. But whole time they don't know y'all history. But they know, like, you used to fuck with this nigga, blah blah blah, fuck with this nigga heavy, but still we want to fuck with this nigga just based off the fact what this nigga got going on. But want to call you
that's real shit.
Like, so that's why, you know, I would rather, you know, move by myself. Like, and the friends that I do have, I ain't got to worry about them doing no shady shit with no nigga I ever fucked with. I don't have to look over my shoulder. I know, like, they go motherfucking right for me. And that's period. And the bitches that did snake shit just know I wash my hands with the situation. I got to elevate. Any endeavors that you may have going on, I wish you the best of luck, but our season has ended. You know, our time is up. You know, I don't.
No, and that's real talk. Like,
it's no beef.
Like, Nate, I'm learning for my first time. Like, this is the first time that I, you know, I've always had a roommate of some sort since a child, and in college had roommates on it. So it's like. It's so interesting to be, like you said, like, move by yourself. Like, first, like, when the original thought of doing it sounded like, man, I don't know. Because being an extrovert, you think you can't do it. But I'm learning more and more that I doubted myself all the time. And, like, because over the past month, I was by myself. And so, you know, being in a situation now where I moved to a new place and I'm completely by myself, honestly, like you said, it's a fun experience right now. Like, really find this out and really realize it more and more. Yeah, it's different, but I think that's part of what makes it fun is that it's different and being unpredictable, because I haven't done it before, and so doing it now is like, okay, it's much more fun. And I agree with you, man. Like, you ain't got to watch over your shoulder. Everything is what it is. You taking care of your own shit. Oh, yeah, but that's how I agree to you, real.
I don't do roommates. I've never been the type to have a – I never had a – I don't do roommates. Only thing close to
– I never will again now, man.
You know, that's something I don't do. I don't do the roommates. I enjoy my own company. I enjoy living by myself. Like, I enjoy walking around my house naked, you know. So –
yeah, it's a new thing for me. So, the first idea of doing it was weird, but it's interesting, man. Like, as everything goes by, it's like, okay, I'm doing this shit, and it's not bad. And, like, when you want company, you can have a company, then you don't want them, they got to go. I love it. I love it here. I love it here in living by yourself world. So, yeah.
Right.
So, I get to see how you feel first thing hand. And it does. I mean, it's different, man. It is definitely different thing. And you really, that's when you really get to find out more. You really get to really love yourself even more because, hell, you're by yourself even more. So, yeah. I feel blessed to do it, man. You know, I ain't gonna, you know, seeing people like yourself do it, you know, kind of inspired me because you've been doing this for a long ass time. So, just making it happen, man, is, you know, and just having the encouragement from the people that matter that, you know, have been my back and been in my corner, you know, family members pushing me and really, you know, encouraging me that I can do it. It's just, you know, that's what makes it easier. So, yeah, it's been an interesting journey, but I kind of like it, man. So, yeah, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, I see how you feel. And, like, oh, man. And then grocery shopping is different, too. Man, like, you the amount I spend in groceries, if I was, like, spending that on multiple people, you know, yeah, you might, yes and no, you can have a lot more. You can still have a lot, but well, it's just, I spend that amount on one person. Man, shoot, you living it up. You can spread yourself for a while. So, yeah. All I can say is, hell, that's a good ass topic, man. As good as you hit me with some shit. I've been, man, it's like you read my brain, like you really dug in my brain today. Like, I tell you, man.
Real shit. Speak on real shit.
Like that shit was something at the top of my brain that was like, man, been thinking about a lot of shit and I wanna talk about it. And that's why I like being on this show. We like, I hate talking about shit in the Facebook status and all that shit because people can throw the message around the way they want to. When I get to talk about it on the show, is I get to talk about it in detail and talk about it without interruptions so then you can do with it as you will after you've heard me in detail break down how I feel about something. So I appreciate you. Appreciate you for the topic. Definitely was a great topic.
Absolutely.
And allow me to sit on the Nate Seduction couch and unpack some shit. shit, man. That being said, y'all, shoot, we got stuff coming up, man. If you can catch up, oh, so make sure y'all. By the way, I'm gonna spend a lot of time on saying my social media real quick. So one. So if you don't know, I need to promote it more. I've been getting the process. I've been kind of like getting it organized first and then pushing it out more and more and more. So I actually have an actual fan page now on Facebook. You can, so you got to type in Seti J Dusk, all one word. If you go to that page, that's my fan page. Like it. That's why I'll be sharing a lot of my stuff DJing wise. It'll be more catered to the business of Seti J. So I'm DJing wise. Me talk about when I'm on the show. There's anything that highlights myself. I will be talking about that more on there and booking engagements, all that. So yeah, follow me on there. Of course, there's already the Twitter page. There was already the Instagram page, so follow those, Seti J Dusk on those. And yeah, man, shoot, you, from there you can be able to find out about my other endeavors too. I'm going to be able to see the links for the other pages I'm on, either on Human Canvas Magazine, Latest Fuckers Photos, I run the page for Dust Spot, so all that. Make sure you follow me. Nate, how can they follow you?
Nay Seduction everywhere, N-A-Y-Y underscore seduction. If you can't spell seduction, your ass don't need to be on social media. Period.
And I need to get up my shit. I got to post some new shit of yours on Dustbot. I've been slacking on your page. I got to get on it. So I will be doing that throughout the course of the week, getting on my shit. I'm usually on it, but I'm like, oh, man. Like I was, like, doing my content. I said, damn, I am backed up. So I got to update some shit on my page and yours. And, nah, man, y'all keep congratulations, continue doing stuff you're doing with Nay Seduction brand. Doing a lot of great stuff with that. I'm loving what I'm seeing. And, yeah. Just hope people continue to know that, you know, the Nay Seduction, like, I want people to really understand people's going on. You being around these celebrities, you know, it's not just Nay trying to get clout off of them and stuff. Nah, like, these people invite her to the things. She's not just out here being a thirst bucket. And she's, when she's presenting herself, you know, making her presence known at these events, she's making the best of the opportunities. So, you know, by far, I want to make sure I clear that up for, and not saying that people are hating, but in case you are, I want to make sure I address it ahead of time. So in case you want to get smart, just know that you got to say that she got a warrior over here that don't play by her. Yeah, like, she works hard, and the thing is, like, when they say pay the cost to be the boss, she didn't pay the cost literally. So make sure you put some respect in her damn name. Exactly. Y'all be seeing all this shit she's doing. Y'all don't realize all the investments she's making behind the scenes to make it happen.
Definitely. Y'all just stay tuned, though. Some new work is coming soon. I dropped a little sneak peek of the video from the video shoot. So if y'all haven't seen that, y'all go see it.
I need to run into stop bothering us, because I, like, man, I'm telling you, I had this plan. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna have Nate come out here to our area, man. So, like, they didn't get it together so we can do this. And fucking up shit. I can't plan nothing, right? If y'all can't get y'all shit together. So everybody get y'all shit together out here. Please. So other than that, Nay. We're gonna end the show. How we end every show, man? Let people know. Oh, by the way, y'all can listen to us on iHeartRadio. We're on other platforms as well, like iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Definitely iHeartRadio. Go there. Search Life That Does Live, and you should be able to find us. And yes, it is free $3.99 to be able to listen to us on those platforms. So, ain't got no excuse. All right, y'all. We in the show. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a
Nay, or you, there is a way.
There is a way. Y'all, to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy City J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement you give everybody every week?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all, we out. Y'all stay safe. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.